Welcome to Babbo and Joe Show, your Mile High Nerd Culture Podcast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Babbo.
How you doing today, Babbo?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Joe?
Not too bad. I'm happy. It's a Saturday. I didn't have to work. That's always a good day.
Weekend's always the best.
It is. With us in the garage today, we have Alex.
How's it going, guys?
Alex is one of my really good friends from back once upon a time. And he's in town from Oregon, and he decided to...
Go Ducks!
Go Ducks.
Yeah.
he decided to come and grace our presence with himself.
With his presence.
With his presence.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know. I just want to paint your guys' day with some color, you know? So I'm glad to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure, man.
Word up. All right, so getting into shit. First of all, just yesterday, there was a tragedy in Connecticut.
Mm.
A gunman went and killed a total of 28 people in a rampage, and I believe 20 of them were children.
20 people were children.
Elementary school children.
20 people were children. Yeah. And, 30 people, almost 30 people died. I don't know exactly how much.
Well, I think it was worse than Columbine, killed right?
No, it might have been 18. It was close, but it was like, yeah, it was worse than, it was worse.
It was 18 children died on the scene.
Either way,
and
a coward went and slaughtered a bunch of children, you know.
Either way, some prick bastard went and slaughtered a bunch of children. And
it was one of the teacher's children.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, he was 20 years old. His name is... Ryan...
No, Adam.
Adam Varza and his brother. Well, you know, and the whole thing with Ryan Varza, his brother...
They misreported
for the first, like, several hours on this poor schmuck who's just, like, lost his mom and dad to a psycho brother, you know?
Well, I mean, they had him for questioning. I haven't heard anything about that. I mean, mm-hmm. He could be innocent. He could be involved. He could have had some foreknowledge of this. You don't know yet, but... This Adam Varza kid, you know, this kid was fucked up.
Yeah.
20 years old, and, you know, I mean, I don't understand what compels someone to go on the rampage. And it's horrific. You don't kill babies like that.
Especially with children. I mean, maybe like, for instance, the Columbine, you know, they were like, I got bullied in school. So, you know, take your revenge.
That's not justifiable.
That's not justifiable at all.
But it's someone with their peer. This is more horrific because this is a 20-year-old adult slaughtering elementary school children. That's just...
Yeah, you know, and that's. I think it really put a damper on everybody's day. I was in a really good mood when I woke up yesterday, and I can honestly say that for a good portion of the day, probably until the evening, I just, you know... it was just, God, your heart goes out to these people. You think about the parents, you know. I mean, if there's any kids out there that were, you know, Mom, I don't want to go to school today. You know, they're going to live with that, you know. I mean, so I think, you know, my heart just goes out to the family and...
All the families. Yep. And we want to have a moment of silence for the families in respect.
Wow.
It's very heartbreaking stuff. And, you know, I try to avoid being political on Babbo and Joe Show. It's normally about fun stuff. But let me just say, I'm not a big capital punishment guy. But we have to find some way to deter people from this type of behavior. Going through a trial is not... It's slow, and it doesn't make sense because you know that they're guilty because you caught them in the act. You know, these people that go on these rampages that don't kill themselves, that do get caught, you know, they go through these lengthy trials and they try to find an impartial jury, and it's like, they were caught in the act. Why are we wasting time with these people? I think that as a deterrent, maybe we ought to just torture these people when we catch them alive, and maybe the law should be taking extra care to take these people alive so that they can be tortured, and it should be public, and people should know that this is what happens when you go on a rampage and you start killing children and innocent people that are, you know, doing their day-to-day watching a movie or going to the mall.
I don't think making it public would really help it. Yeah, but I think I mean, I'm just going to disagree with you, because I understand on this show we don't always agree with each other.
That's okay.
That's at least what that picture says, where you're throwing a video game controller at Pablo's head over here.
that was an actual event. It was just drawn out.
The marks to put. It was a dramatization.
Yeah. And you can go to the website to check that out. Or the Facebook account, or whatever it is.
Wherever it's at.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
We'll plug it in here once we figure it out.
Yeah, of course, at the end of each episode, we'll throw in one plug for the end.
Just a moment of silence so you can plug your Facebook account right now. Okay.
Better have that shit done.
So, anyway, to get back on topic, but we're re-talking about.
The holidays are right around the corner, guys.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
I'm just going to hang out, man. I usually go to California to see my family, but decided I'm going to stay in good old Eugene, Oregon.
Mm. Eugene, Oregon?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Eugene, Oregon. And, yeah, just living the life in the mighty Northwest. It's a very green place, if you know what I'm talking about.
There's trees.
Yeah. There's lots of trees. So it
is. Trees are plenty.
Well, in a related topic, Amendment 64 was signed into law by the governor of our state, John Hickenlooper.
I voted against ours, actually.
Oh, wow.
In
yeah.
Oregon?
Yeah, Measure 80. Yep.
Yeah, no, I
just felt mentioned... the government was trying to get their hands in it too much. But, yeah, I say good for Colorado. If it helps, you know, recover some people, make some money in a recession, is always good news to hear for me. Yeah,
I voted for it because they promised at least a minimum of 40 mil of tax revenue for the schools and public education.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. You know, I went to public schools out here in Colorado. I'm sure you did, too. They're not the best, you know, not everywhere. And so, yeah, absolutely, educate the children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my first year here, my textbook had gum in the first page. Like, first day of school.
Yeah,
that's textbook, gum in the page. That's nice.
What did it smell like?
I didn't sniff it.
Oh,
just kind of like a brand new book.
Yeah. Usually I taste gum. I usually taste it, you know. It's usually still good. It's like, really hard at first, but once you kind of get in a few good solid chews.
I'm saying this is like 1986 bubble tape. I don't know, maybe.
It's not the smell. It's the
no, that's
gum's foul. A lot like cheese.
Ew.
All with age.
No.
Oh no.
No, not even a little bit.
Why are you guys chewing gum and found in your textbook?
Because it's fun.
Oh. No flavor or anything, it's just fun.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's an adventure.
To the dentist's office.
To the dentist's office. No.
No?
Look at me, obviously not.
Oh.
Yeah, I know anyway. I've been here the whole time. Sorry, I was... clipping my toenails, so if I missed anything.
Yeah, no, Alex stepped away to go tell his girl, love you, was what I heard. I don't know if the microphone picked it up, but if it did.
I just got engaged, you know, we're kind of on that engagement high.
Congratulations.
Right. Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Loving it. And loving it.
She's a rad chick.
You got to choose the right one, guys. You know?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
You did well. She's a really awesome chick.
Hell yeah. Yeah, she's my heart. For real. But moving on. Enough. This isn't relationship hour. So
no, it isn't. No, this is comics and video games and anime hour.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I had a really long night last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, we went onto the Google Maps and you know we were looking for we wanted to drive around and see all the Christmas lights and whatnot.
Okay.
You know, and this sounded like a really cool idea. So we went out to Aurora. We picked up our friends. We have 7 people in a Volkswagen.
What? Volkswagen what? Beetle?
No.
Golf?
The Golf.
Oh my God. They're clowns. Yeah. Volkswagen Beetle.
Fortunately, most of the crowd was female, so it was okay for them to be like sitting on laps and whatnot.
Right on.
So that's all right. But, I mean, we finally get out
there. Like, did you get any, like, backseat action? Or any chicks, like, sitting on your lap?
Chick on your lap action?
It would have been, I suppose, if, like, the actual lights were on. We got all the way out to Aurora to see all these lights.
Like a retard.
And, you know, 12:30 at night, we figure, you know, it's okay. People are going to leave their lights on. Nobody left their lights on.
Well, yeah, because that's their electric bill. Times are tough.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. It's a rough economy.
And... You know, but it was just...
Yeah, I know. My dad had a downgrade to an Audi A8L recently.
Downgrade to one of those.
It's pretty tough out there.
Oh, fuck your dad.
Yeah, but anyway.
No, I'm just kidding, your dad.
No, he's a good dude. Yeah, he's a good man. All right, anyway.
But all was not lost. Yeah. I mean, we pulled up and, you know, we peered through the windows and we saw the decorations without the lights, of course. Wait, we used our imagination.
You're peering through people's home windows?
No, through our car window.
Oh, that's much better than people's home windows, because that's a crime.
Yeah. Is it really a crime?
Peeking through people's windows, I'm pretty sure is a crime.
Okay, but what if you're just walking down the street and you're casually looking through someone's
window? Yeah, I do that all the time.
And they casually happen to be...
Sometimes I watch people's televisions through their window. From the sidewalk, of course.
I used to watch my neighbor across the street's television because I go out and smoke a cigarette. They'd always have the TV playing, so it's like, oh.
It's really convenient.
Yeah. This is, I can kind of get what's going on here in Wheel of Fortune. You know?
Why is no one buying a vowel? Son of a bitch.
Oh, man. Dude. So,
Bobbo, did you play your Devil May Cry demo?
You know, I did.
And what was your thoughts on that, man?
It was terrible.
What?
No, it's nothing like the other Devil May Cry's.
Well,
the combos were way changed up. Dante looks like a little emo kid.
Does it play that like crappy metal song that comes in the middle of like when they're fighting though?
Yeah, well, not even though.
Is it like, worse?
Yeah, I don't know what this is anymore.
I just can't handle that. Sorry, Joe.
Oh, like our theme song?
Well, no. The theme song's cool because it sends out a positive message. I'm talking about, like, whenever you try it, like, dude, I'm sorry, but when I'm, like, slicing dudes up with a sword, metal's not going on in my head. I'm usually, like, bumping some Wu-Tang Clan or, like, you know,
some Shaolin style.
Shaolin to people. Yeah, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to mess with.
Bro, I'm going to give it to you with no trivia. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, well, I'm a metalhead, so I can see slicing folk up to metal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can too, but when it, like, alright, even for you guys, like, towards the end of the game where you kind of like, alright, I'm fucking sick of this song.
It really was.
Well, that's any one song. It's not
like it's vocals, though, it's just guitar. Yeah. Bass, you know.
I don't need to hear a whole song, like, you know what, like, here's the thing. The song should just be background music, instrumental. It shouldn't be a full-on song because really, you know, I think that the video game itself takes away from the vocals. That's exactly like why in movies they usually just have instrumental music and full, unless it's like a montage, you know, where it's like full-on vocals.
Like,
I have the tiger.
Yeah. Yeah. Rocky.
That's my opinion. That's how I feel about that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Devil May Cry. Why was it bad?
Oh my gosh, so like, the demon, your opponents, they would usually just like, pop up out of nowhere, you know, just rez from hell or wherever they're coming from and start attacking you, and I got that was cool, you know, they're trying to take over. But in this one, it's like, it's a multiverse thing where Dante himself is like, with the world, but at the same time he's separate, he gets put into limbo, like just at random.
So it was and he like, didn't like that?
That's like alternate realities?
Like, it was kind of cool, but like this chick was talking to me, even though she couldn't see me because I'm in limbo.
Okay.
And then, so I'm like, all right, whatever, this is interesting. And I'm running, the demons pop out, of course, and I'm like, okay, cool. But as I'm running, like, everything around me is just like, walls are shifting and changing and things are stretching as I'm jumping, so I fall into holes constantly.
Mm.
And like, it's just not how it used to be at all.
So not a good direction for you.
You know,
I mean, would it have to be the exact same to give you that Devil May Cry
really
experience?
Would. If I hadn't played those other Devil May Cries, I might like this game.
Okay,
I might like it.
You know,
but given that I did, I hate it.
I wonder what IGN had to say about it.
I wonder what they had to say about it as well. Why don't you look that up on your phone that you're.
What I did like, though.
On my advanced, super complicated radio station advanced computer made by Apple, and it's awesome because we are not in Joe's garage right now.
No.
Trying to keep it professional.
That's good. That's good. The listeners appreciate professionalism in their podcasts, which is why they listen to Babu and Joe.
At least they better be.
Yeah.
Better not be here talking to myself.
Oh, a follow-up from a previous Babu and Joe coverage story. McAfee.
Oh.
That motherfucker got arrested in Guatemala.
Oh, finally.
He escaped to Guatemala, and then they caught up with him, and... Originally, Belize was saying that they didn't want any extradition and they would not be, like, asking for any extradition, but I'm pretty sure they extradited his ass to Belize.
Why don't you give the viewers that aren't listening some background on what's going on?
The viewers that are not listening?
Yeah, I'm...
Like yourself?
Yeah. Sorry, I had too many burritos before I came in here. This Colorado's got really good Mexican food.
It does.
Sometimes it throws you off.
Yeah, sometimes the Mexican food. Yes. Let's see. Here.
Pick yourself up.
But yeah, no, bad days for McAfee.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, no, where's your
security system didn't see this one coming.
So what, McAfee's...
As in the antivirus software.
What, the guy was in, why was he in,
He lived in Belize.
Uh-huh, and was he, like, giving information out of customers, or?
No, no. He doesn't
what
have
was he
anything
doing?
Just
to
a,
do with
just
it
a
anymore.
Quick recap.
Okay, for a quick recap, he was down in Belize, living there, and, he was apparently having some kind of problems with his neighbor, and, the neighbor apparently, supposedly, it looked like poisoned his dogs, and so the neighbor wound up with a gunshot wound through his head, and McAfee disappeared. And McAfee, I read some more stuff about this. McAfee was saying that, like, the Belize government was trying to extort money from him, and...
This is the same guy that owns the software.
Yeah, the same guy that does the software. That's why it's
crazy.
Yeah, that's why it's nerd culture news, man.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Okay. Well, I mean, not awesome that, you know, he killed someone, but, like, or...
Well, that's what it... The media made it sound like that, and then, like, the media followed up, you know, a week later, making it sound like he was innocent, and honestly, I don't know what to believe at this point. I mean, if he is innocent, I feel for the guy getting caught up in, you know, essentially a third world country and their prison system. That's not got to be great. And if he's guilty, then, well... You know, I guess he's where he needs to be.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's your McAfee update.
Oh yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, IGN overall score: Devil May Cry 8.7. Great. So tell me, Babo, do you think that was great?
Do you feel it was an 8.7?
Do you feel like this publication may be getting some money from Capcom?
You know, I don't want to, like, say names specific, and, you know, it's not regarding IGN.
Oh, and by the way,
cover it all.
We don't have sponsors to answer to, so just letting you guys know that.
Well, Alex does.
I don't. Not we, then.
Whatever. Yeah, we don't. Babu and Joe don't.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying all of us right now on the podcast, present tense. I'm speaking about right now. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Those, like, higher up... game reviewers, like, you know, the ones that are, like, real big names, the ones you look for to be like, oh, should I get this game or not? You know, and just nowadays, like, I don't trust their decisions at all.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just seems like the only reason they get that is because of all the hype. And then you go play the game, and you personally, you're just like, this is shit, why did they review it like this?
Or I got bored with it after I got to, you know, this level, and it turned out that, you know, everything was the same as it was before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and so now it's just like, it's all about money, and that's why these reviewers are coming out, I feel.
All right.
I don't know if there's truth behind that, but I'm just
saying. Well, I kind of think video games are kind of reaching a plateau a little bit, don't you think?
I don't know, they might be kind of jumping, I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know.
Especially interactive-wise.
But if you look at the difference between, say, like, the NES and then the Super Nintendo, and then the Super Nintendo to the Nintendo 64, you know what I mean? And the
PlayStation. That's a slow progression, yeah.
I mean, but it was like, dude,
progress
from going from that into that was, like, huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, already looking at the new Nintendo Wii that came out. Now, granted, you know that the features on Sony and Xbox decide to unveil their machines are going to be fully loaded. But so, the Wii still, I mean, I watched my brother play Assassin's Creed. The graphics were a little better, but, you know, I didn't really see a big difference, a big jump. Like
in the Wii
U? You know?
Okay, yeah, no, because that's something that I was going to bring up, since you were questioning whether these reviewers are being paid for their reviews. Maybe they're not, is my counterpoint to that, I suppose. My thought behind this is I've been reading a lot of really bad reviews of the Wii U.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen any good reviews of the Wii U.
Yeah, no one seems to like this Wii U.
Looks like Nintendo's going the way of Sega. No, it'll still sell. They'll do okay because it's Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Nintendo. They've you know,
they're a household name. Everybody wants the next Zelda, everyone wants the next Mario, everyone wants the next Metroid.
But they can't pull a Microsoft on this shit either. Like, they gotta come solid next time and not wait two or three more systems down the road, you know? Because let's face it, they don't have the resources. They are a good company. I mean, I remember when they came out with the GameCube, they already had just $10 million just, like, in the bank of just overhead money.
Well, yeah, no, when you're Nintendo, you can, like, do that. I mean, Nintendo's been around for...
I don't remember, like, how much it was.
Seriously,
I
since, like...
I probably should
no,
get
since,
the,
like, the late 1800s, they were...
Yeah, they started company. Out with... No, they started out, like, as a different kind of company than a game company.
I thought they made, like, board games and shit. They were, like, the Japanese equivalent of, like, Parker Brothers or something.
They
shit.
Might... I don't know. I think... What's great is our listeners, your guys' listeners, have Google, so...
And they know that we are not a
and
credible news
and everything on
source.
The internet, yeah.
We have said this more than once.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden and Barack Obama are actually brothers.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just kidding.
No. You can't be saying that.
They're going to shut us down, man.
They're going to know. We know the truth. We know that you planted those documents in JFK's pocket, which got him shot, man. We know it.
Alex knows nothing. Alex is just talking.
Have you ever seen a $20 bill, man? Anyway. See how I slide that in there?
That's pretty smooth. That's pretty smooth. All right, so if Wii U, though, is getting bad reviews,
all right, but
does that mean that Nintendo just hasn't paid these review companies?
All right, but hype-wise, I mean, come on. Like, all right, so obviously that got a lot of hype, but, I mean, it's a lead-up kind of hype that I'm talking about. Like, they got the Nintendo Wii, and then they're coming out Nintendo Wii U. And it's like, the Nintendo Wii, everybody already knows it. They're like, you know,
it's
a give or take kind of thing. You know, it's like, maybe I'll throw around with it. But, like, so, for instance, Gears of War. Gears of War 1 and 2 came out, and, you know, that was great games. And then, like, there was all sorts of hype for 3, and that didn't do too great. And then all of a sudden, they're releasing, like, a Judgment 1. That's getting a lot of hype, but it probably won't do that well.
Okay, one thing I will say about the Nintendo Wii. You could play your games on the actual controller pad itself, remotely via Wi-Fi from the console. That is pretty cool. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like the iPad.
All right. I'm sorry. I come from a one TV household, so. Yeah, but I don't know. Like, playing Assassin's Creed, You know, like.
That's on the Wii U?
On the Wii U. Yeah.
Is it the,
It's the full version.
Assassin's Creed 3, or?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, how is that, by the way?
It's better graphics than the, it's better graphics than
what?
The PS3 or Xbox, yeah.
How is Assassin's Creed 3? Tell me. I'm dying to know.
It's the best, it's the best one yet. They really stepped it up. You know, it's become, I went and played the Assassin's Creed 1. Sorry, I hope you guys didn't hear me burp. We're allowed to drink Honey Brown, apparently. I am.
Bobo's not.
Was that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go back and recap.
Let's go back and recap for Assassin's Creed. It really has a really good story. It keeps you enthralled. Like, I've been on vacation away from the game, and I'm, like, halfway through, because I'm the kind of player, I know it's been out for a while, but I'm the kind of player where, like, I gotta get all the feathers.
It hasn't been out.
You know, yes. I gotta get all the
flags.
I'm sorry. I think that a lot of you younger gamers, not to say that you're not good at gaming, because you're the ones that are on there like destroying us old timers nowadays. Yeah, yeah, but
it, right.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, I as an older gamer, I remember the old RPGs where you had to go level up and do all that stuff, and that took hours. Oh. Yeah, grinding. Yep.
Which is why I like Fallout so much.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Exactly. Go and just kill stuff and get new, you know,
and
powers.
Skyrim.
And yeah.
Yeah. All those kinds.
Because it really encourages you to kill all the enemies and. You know, and a lot of you young gamers, you just want to get through the game as quick as you can and don't care about all, like, I.
You don't want to look for anything.
Yeah.
I noticed that
okay.
a lot.
It's
younger
okay.
gamers
you know, it's a...
do not generally look for everything. They're not completionists. They're like, I just want to see the end of it so I can trade it in for $9 at, you know, my local game store.
Yeah.
And exactly. get a new game.
Yeah. Yeah, I, And, you know, so whatever. That's fine. If that's how. As long as you guys are having fun. We don't care.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You know,
if you're having fun
we
with
don't
video
want to
games.
Say, well, back in my day when I was playing video games,
you
we had to walk to
snappers.
The video game store. You had to walk uphill to the video game store both ways.
You had to go to Kmart.
We didn't have a GameStop on every corner.
It's like fucking Starbucks.
Yeah. You and your damn joystick arcade. So it's a great game. I'm actually really excited to get home so I can start playing it again. You know, I mean, not to say that I love Colorado. I'm from Colorado. I rep Colorado to the fullest.
303.
But, you know, we want to expand, you know. I spend time in Los Angeles, Oregon. So, you know, everyone here, we're international, you know.
That's all in America. We're not international.
Everyone.
We're interstate. We're interstate.
This is brought to you by Farsi Radio.
No, it's not.
We are not in Iran.
No.
Although, dude, I would like to play some like good Iranian video games. Do you think they exist?
Probably.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to play. Are there foreign games? That, like, they don't release here?
Yes.
Like, from
yeah,
every other...
All the
okay.
time.
Yeah.
Japan's notorious for that.
Well, yeah, Japan, but I'm just saying other countries, you know, if there's just, like...
And Australia's notorious for banning games.
Yeah, and blessing yeah. us, this country, with beautiful actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to Assassin's Creed 3.
But that's it. Do you guys have any questions? Like, I
no, like, I played all the ones
there.
Before
Sorry.
That, and, you know, I love the first one, I love the second one, and then as it went on after that, I'm like, this is getting really repetitive. I mean, I love it. I love Assassin's Creed. I love the story.
Well, yeah.
I play it because I love the gameplay, but I mean, it's just every game just was, it didn't change
I
much at all.
I like Brotherhood, and I kind of felt
well, from
that...
from the guy who just gave a bad review to the new Devil May Cry because it wasn't the same.
No... That's way
I don't know if we
that.
Can advocate hypocrisy
you
on
can't.
The Bobo and JoJo.
That
Dude.
Is the game
I can't believe, I'm
going
to have to take Bobo's sign here. You can't be damaging your co-host's credibility. I'm just kidding.
Well, damn.
Anyway.
Just laying some smack down
Thank
on you.
You.
Yeah, man, I think Bobo deserves to be able to flip-flop.
If it's good enough for Americans politicians, it's good enough for Bobo.
Yeah, right. Dude, hey.
Vote Bob O'Reilly.
Say that again and then put that up.
2016.
So to answer your question, I totally get that. By the time Assassin's Creed Revelations came out, I did feel that it was a little bit repetitive and similar to Brotherhood. And then they tried to introduce this weird, like, city defense kind of system that you played on one mission and then all of a sudden you didn't even play it for the rest of the game. Like, what was up with that? You know, they all prepared it was like it was going to be this major part of the game. And then, like, you know. But, yeah, I did feel that it was less than... less than par, but it was still fun, and going along with the story has been really fun. And you know there's going to be a day where they release that Assassin's Creed that's like, all like, I hope they do, you know, whereas you're actually Desmond the whole game, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're like super dope.
Yeah, super dope. Like, yeah, you got, so yeah, which, you know, man, who knows, they're going to be coming up with next gen systems pretty soon here, so... you know, hopefully that does happen. If the world does,
hopefully,
if the world doesn't end in 6 days,
yeah. No shit. Are we gonna be podcasting for the end of the world?
Yeah.
You know, we should.
Yeah, I think so. I think end so. I think podcast. Actually, you should do a beginning of the world podcast.
We'll do an end and beginning.
Okay.
It's perfect. Gonna be opposite day on Bobo and Joe. So, beginning of the world podcast, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
So. Getting back to the game, Assassin's Creed 3 Revelations. Okay, Assassin's Creed 3 actually, they really did change it up. Like, you can run through the trees, you know, like...
Like all ninja style?
Yeah,
like
there's
trees?
More... Yeah, there's, oh, yeah shit, and there's son? Like, you know, and you're in Boston, which is like, that's American history, you know what I mean? For me, that's awesome to go and be able to, like, jump off of roof and kill, like... You know, these really important British commanders that were like
Benedict Arnold and shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I got those missions. I haven't started them yet.
Washington and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, Washington's in it. Like, it's cool, you know. This is our history. It, granted, it was a fucked up history.
So,
and,
so there's,
you know,
more of a connection,
but,
though.
Yeah.
Because it's our history.
Like,
it's,
yeah,
what we
and you're, and you're a Native American guy, like, running around cities, like,
now.
Burning blankets.
All that.
You're like a Native American guy running around cities, like, burning blankets that are infected with smallpox and shit. You know, it's pretty awesome.
That's the way it should have been.
That's the way it should have been. All right. So, yeah, Assassin's Creed 3. Totally a step up from the other games. They take less emphasis off of, like, using the L2. I play with PS3, using the L2 button to call your assassins. Ah. So you can still do that, but they take a little bit longer to come in. You don't have to go somewhere to do your assassin's missions. You can just push a button, hold down that button, and go and do it right there.
I hated finding those bird posts.
They take less emphasis off of, like, going and getting different weapons. Like, you know, you still have weapons, and you can get them, and you have a lot of different suits you can get throughout the game.
How dope is it?
But it's just more fluid. It's not like they don't take away from it. Like, the content-wise, you still get a bunch of weapons, but they just make it easier. And also, there's also the homestead mission, so you can go and actually get money that way. So if you're the kind of player like me, where you want to go and buy everything in the game, you do the homestead missions, and you go and, like, help people and build up your homestead, you know, and you hire, like, a lumberjack and a woodworker and a mason, you know, or not a mason, but a blacksmith.
Nice.
And yeah, and, like, you know, and as you do those missions, you can also get new weapons for yourself, and you send out these caravans, and they go to the different stores. Once you go to a store, it unlocks that store. They send the caravan to the store, and then they go and sell all the stuff that you make with all your masons. So you make all, you can make all sorts of different items.
So can you give an arsenal to your fellow assassins?
No, you can't. No, but it's kind of cool because they have some different, like, kind of assassination things you can do. Like, one assassin's good with guns. The other one's, like, you know, the gun that's going to jump out of the air and assassinate you. They can all surround you and protect you. But, you know, you can have people shot in the dome, dude.
That's
you can have people domed.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. How awesome is it dropping a tomahawk into someone?
Oh, dude, the tomahawk, let me tell you, and it just looks cool. Like, it's not my most powerful tomahawk, but the Assassin's Creed tomahawk just has, like, it's like a tomahawk in the symbol of the Assassin's Creed sign. Oh. And you just run up, and, dude, Connor is gangster with that shit, dude. He's straight up, dude. He runs up to these guys and, like, just takes care of him, no problem. I don't think Ezio or Altair could touch Connor, dude.
Really? Straight up.
Dang.
Wow. That's bold words.
Here's my thing. Because here's my thing.
Walking
in the story, in the storyline, Connor, like, Ezio was still a pussy when he was Connor, when Connor started having to kill motherfuckers. And Connor had to go seek out the assassins. He says, you're going to find this out. So I'm just going to give a little thing. But Connor has to seek out the assassins. You know, spoiler. Put spoiler before that, please. You know, he ends up killing people at the age of, like, 16, 17. To like, 10 guys in one mission, 10 guys try to take him on. And he murders all of them.
Damn.
Like, and he's like a kid, dude. Yeah, untrained. I think Connor is badass.
And so, like, another really cool addition.
But he doesn't have as cool of a name. I kind of was disappointed.
Connor, yeah, that is
interesting. Like,
Ezio Auditore.
Yeah, Altair. That's, like, a powerful name. Ezio, you know.
They should have given him, like,
I want to, like, name my kid. Yeah, well, they did. I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to sound racist.
You'll butcher
it. Yeah, I'm not going to say it. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool name.
No, but so I saw another cool addition was, you know, they actually have, like, rifles and stuff now.
Oh, yeah, dude, you can run and jump off something and stab someone with your rifle, like your bayonet.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a good, like, tactical way to do it, because you can kind of, like, go grab a rifle, shoot somebody, drop the rifle, take out your pistol, shoot them again, run up, kill a bunch of those guys. Grab another rifle, reload.
And you're able to do all this on the run.
Yeah, on the run into different, like, yeah. I mean, I kind of like, you know, I'm the type of player, I like to run around the city and kill as many guards as I can without being detected.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, like, ninja style.
Exactly, dude, yeah.
Dude, that's everything that the Tenchu series should have been, man. Yeah. Do you remember Tenchu?
Yeah.
Man, Tenchu could have done that.
It just tried to go into the whole thing where it was like, it was almost like you got into these scripted parts where you were like, it wasn't as open as Assassin's Creed was. It didn't really allow you to go wherever you wanted to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would like to see them bring Tenchu back. Check this out. But modern day.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like the descendants of the, you know, two main ninjas, Rikimaru and Ayame.
They should do it in that open world style. There's not enough games like that. Yeah. Assassin's Creed, freaking, what was that one for PlayStation 3 that came out where you, Infamous is also another really good one.
Yeah, good sandbox titles, good open sandbox.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been, my fucking vice this past, like, month and a half has been Fallout New Vegas. It's a classic in my book.
It is a great game, ain't it?
There's a lot of people that didn't like New Vegas, but I thought New Vegas was superior in a lot of ways, and that game has just been driving me. Like, and it's funny, because it's not my newest game or anything like that. I'm just, you know, picking it back up, and, like, man, I'm having so much fun with it. I forgot how much fun it was. I would really, really, really like to see, as a launch title for the new systems, a new Fallout.
That might be cool. That actually, no, of course it would be cool. I think they might, you know, they probably, well, Bethesda has got to do something. And if they do
they
it,
do it all
that, well, Fallout's, well, it's, well, I would see, I well, can see they, that, because that's really their flagship ship game, you know what I mean?
They're riding away from Skyrim right now, and they're doing really good, you know? And just going to build on that engine and make new shit, and then they're going to make a new game, and it may or may not be Fallout, but I heard they're making a Fallout MMO as well. And I don't think I would like to get down on that as much.
I want
to
see a game like Mass Effect done by Bethesda.
That doesn't sound too fun.
No.
I'd like to see a game like Mass Effect done by Bethesda.
That would be interesting.
Future kind of, you know, they've done the... And Fallout really takes care of, like, the zombie slash 50s or something in the past slash futuristic thing.
Yeah, that retro futuristic.
Yeah, retro. But, like, just do something like actual future, you know, build off of... You know, or make it alter.
Like, universe. Shit, dude, like, take something like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great story. Yeah. And, like, build off of that, or Minority Report, something like badass movie about the future.
Yeah, Minority Report.
Or, fuck,
awesome.
The Fifth Element, dude.
Yeah.
How dope would it be?
Demolition Man.
Yeah, man.
Have you ever played Deus Ex?
Mm-mm.
No.
Deus Ex. Oh, my gosh. Check it out.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll love that.
Yeah, I'll try
it. That kind of just... That was what you just described right there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, just go play Deus Ex.
We're all like, there should be a game that fits this mold. And Baba was like, hey, I got the solution.
I don't know. I get into theoretical stuff with games all the time. That's the fun of it, you know?
Yeah.
We used to do that shit with comic books when we were kids, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What if like, Batman fought Wolverine, you know? Like, what if Marvel got to, you know, like, got together with DC or, you know, just made up some shit that would never, ever happen, you know?
So, yeah. on that subject, what's your favorite comic book character?
I'm going to say Wolverine and Batman.
And Batman.
I know it's cliche, like, that's everybody, but dude, Wolverine just, like, gets beat up and keeps coming back, you know what I mean? He's, like, been filled with adamantium, then he's had it, like, ripped out of him, and then he had it put back in again, you know what I mean?
Like, he's had a hard life.
He's, like, 100, he's, like, the oldest, one of the oldest people on the planet next to Sabretooth, you know?
Yeah, and Apocalypse. Apocalypse is a lot older than that.
Well, he's not from Earth, though, is he?
Yeah, he's from Earth. He's from Egypt. He's the oldest mutant.
Oh, okay.
I would guess the first mutant.
Okay. Whoa, that's crazy. I got to get into my comic books again, to be quite honest. I'm a huge Dark Knight fan, and, you know, I'm not afraid to admit it. But, you know, back when I was a kid, I used to get the comic books.
No, dude.
Like, Bane. I was glad they brought Bane in on it, honestly.
Yeah?
I felt like Bane is the most badass villain that's come out against Batman in a long time.
You know, he
broke Bruce Wayne's back, dude.
Yeah, in the comics he was
Bruce Wayne the worst fucking punishing of his life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he had to quit being Batman for a while.
Yeah.
That's pretty brutal. That's a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah, and now Christopher Nolan's bringing out the Man of Steel. I went and saw The Hobbit last night.
Yeah,
slow movie, but you know, if you're into that, then go watch it. I say if you're a fan, go see it.
Yeah,
you know. But you know, get ready because there's going to be two more that came out. So it's just kind of like introducing new characters and doing all that. Anyway, back to comic books.
You said Christopher Nolan's doing Man of Steel.
Yeah. The preview is badass. Go look at it right now.
He's not wearing his tights anymore. The underwear.
Oh, is
he not? Underwear outside of his tights. Good.
Just have him wear pants. I think that's a good idea. You know.
Oh, it's like a one piece.
Well, come on. It's 2012. Someone's not gonna. Hey, I'm gonna go and make myself the symbol of all that is strong and powerful. But
and
first,
truth and justice.
Let me put my underwear outside of my pants. You know.
Makes sense.
I spent all week dying.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen, dude. You know. But yeah, it looked really dope. I like Christopher Nolan. I like Batman Begins. I like The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Rising was also great. Of course the best one was The Dark Knight, but I felt like Dark Knight Rising didn't try to take away from that as being a good movie. It just tried to be a good movie on its own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It didn't look like a lot of times they'll come out with the third movie and they'll try to make it better than the last movie that came out, and in doing that they'll blunder everything up and make it hints like The Godfather 3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a horrible movie.
Or even the two Batman movies back in the 80s and 90s that didn't involve Tim Burton.
Exactly. Why did they get rid of Tim Burton on that? Maybe
he walked away from that.
Oh, he did.
He
okay.
did everything that he wanted to do with those two movies.
Yep.
And props to them, because they were great movies.
Yeah, those
two
were
Michael Keaton ones were dope, but then, like, by
the
time Val Kilmer got mixed in.
Yeah, I like that Batmobile better than the new one, too. I mean, you know, it's a car, it's not a tank.
No, I like the new Batmobile,
dude.
No, I mean,
it's
not traditional, okay? As a comic fan, I'm a big Bat fan, too, like you, bro. I understand it's not canon. But if I was Batman, I would drive that fucking thing, and I would fucking wreck shit with it all day long, or all night long, because he doesn't run around in the day, except for in the movies. But all night long, I would be fucking stomping on motherfuckers with my monster truck fucking Batmobile, dude. It would be on.
It's true, it makes sense that he would change the car, you know, because, like, he changed his armor.
Right.
Like, he's
right.
pretty much wearing armor now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It used to be just like, you know, the whole tights and whatnot. That's pretty cool and
It'd
all.
Be great, yeah.
Yeah, the rubber suit.
Spandex suit.
That was back in the 60s when people didn't know how to fight. I don't know.
Oh, Adam West.
When MMA wasn't invented.
Because you know Bruce Wayne would be like, you know, like 10 MMA fighters and like the old guy from Kill Bill.
Yeah, he would.
All mixed into one.
You know Bruce Wayne would. Because he had that money. He could afford that training. You know what I mean? He could afford, and he just was just a badass, man. He watched his parents die, and he decided he was never going to be a victim probably from that moment.
You know what I mean? And he was going to stop other people from being victims.
Yeah.
And that's why Batman fucking rules.
Yeah.
Batman is pretty badass. Speaking of Batman.
Homework.
Time to get into the homework.
All right. So, last week, I assigned Bobbo the rest of Batman and Robin. Or actually, I guess there was some events that transpired. We haven't actually podcasted in a week. Be careful with that. No, it's good. But it's one of those Mexican things.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a Twinkie, but it's got like some kind of like apple or raspberry filling and whipped cream and the chocolate, and it's there's something
I'm
not quite right about it. Just be
I'm
careful.
I'm just gonna split this in half. Okay.
Give the other half to Bobbo. I want to know what he thinks about this fucking crazy fucking
daring enough
chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Twinkie of doom.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, I think that's apple. Bobbo, looking at it in the light.
Mmm. That shit is bomb.
Yeah, wait for the aftertaste. Hold on. Finish chewing that bite.
Drum roll.
Wait for it. Swallow.
That's weird. What is that?
Oh, that's that weird apple jelly stuff that they have under the whipped cream. It's good and it's bad at the same time. It's like
almost vinegary, like
vinegary?
Baking soda y.
No, Batman and Robin. Okay, so the first one, Batman versus Robin. And you know, I'm looking at the cover and it's Robin is behind Batman with a sword about to lob his head off or something.
I'm sorry, before you get too deep into your report, did you get through Batman and Robin 1 on the last report?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I thought I just assigned you the first Batman and Robin, but then we just didn't podcast. We had technical errors. We tried to podcast.
No, we talked about that with Mikey.
We didn't get to record with Mikey. Remember? This is episode 3 right here.
Hey, guys.
Not 4.
You want to hear my impression of John Lydon? Just kidding. I'll do it later.
No, because I talked about it on the second one.
No, we talked about Marvel Zombies. I assigned you Batman and Robin. And we haven't recorded since then.
Holy shit.
Well, it's been for fun.
Man. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so, the whole series of Batman and Robin has been read by Bobbo since we last met. So,
awesome.
You need to tell the listeners about the whole series of Batman and Robin.
Oh my goodness, what a journey.
From start to finish, you did the whole thing.
And it's 3 graphic novels.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a story arc. One big story arc with a whole bunch of little story arcs in it.
But it basically explains from start to finish what happened.
Sort of.
It's its own self-contained story.
Okay.
Actually, I'll let Bobbo explain.
You got Batman and Robin, they're in action, they're kicking ass and whatnot, and then, they're gearing up.
Explain about Bruce Wayne.
And then, you know, you find out that this is not Bruce Wayne. This is not the same Batman we know. And then you look at Robin, it's not the same Robin we know. This is
not Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson.
This is Damian as Robin.
Damian
Bruce
Wayne.
Wayne's son.
With Talia al Ghul.
And then Nightwing had to hang up his suit to fill in Bruce Wayne's shoes for a bit.
Dick Grayson.
His cape, per se.
So Dick Grayson
became Batman.
The original. Was he the... No, the original Robin died.
He's the original Robin. No, the second Robin died.
Second Robin died, and then...
Jason Todd.
Okay, and this is the third Robin?
The third Robin was Tim Drake.
Okay. And what happened to him?
He just stopped being Robin. He became Red Robin.
Yeah.
He got kind of pushed... Now. In this story, he got kind of pushed out by Damian Wayne coming up.
Okay.
Well, he's still in here.
In the world. I mean, but no, I mean, Bruce kind of, like, reallocated the position or whatever.
Yeah. Okay,
cool.
So Bruce is presumed dead. Superman looked at his body and whatnot, and, you know, he's like, he's dead. this is Batman's body, he's definitely dead. And, you know, that's shitty. But the new Batman and Robin, they're pretty
kick-ass. Superman is not a medical professional, by the way, as we learn.
Yeah.
But continue.
so wait. Okay. Superman's in it?
No.
They referenced that Superman proclaimed Batman dead.
Because they questioned the fact that he's dead.
Oh, okay.
Eventually in there.
Okay.
So anyways, one of the first guys we run into is Pig.
Professor Pig.
And
new villain Professor invented Pig. For this storyline.
He's so twisted.
He's fucked up.
Is this... This is our... I'm kind of starting wanting... I want to go, like, buy this.
Yeah, man.
He created this drug that, like... It pretty much mind control drug, but it's addictive and everybody wants it. And so... And Pig's the only one who has it. Hmm. And,
That's what you do in America.
Yeah. And so he creates his minions... by having this like kind of plastic mold of a mask and like melts it onto people's faces, and it's like covered in the drug, I guess. Whoa. And so then they just become brainwashed, and he has like a bunch of Raggedy Ann looking doll like henchmen people.
Yeah, everyone is a doll,
and he has like an army of them. There's so many of them.
His last name is Pig.
He's Dr. Pig.
Professor Pig.
Professor Pig.
And
that's his like real last name, or is there a story behind that?
There's a story behind
that. Did they give him a narrative?
That's his code name.
Did they give him a narrative?
Yeah. Like, did they give him a backstory? Not in this arc, but they do at a later arc explain it, which I don't have. But
he's got like this mother issue kind
of. Yeah, you can Wikipedia him, and he's been expanded on by one or two other writers.
Look it up, kids. Use the Google machine.
The Google machine knows all.
Might take you to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia knows some, but not all.
Not a credible source.
Not a credible news source, yes, like the Bobo and Joe show.
But, you know, you do find some good stuff. You just need to fact check.
Like the Bobo and Joe show.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we get in there, Robin gets captured by Pig, and, No, Robin's pretty much screwed in that moment. You're like, no, he's done. No way he's getting out of this. Pig's got him right where he needs him. And so, in the middle of Pig's little charade, you know, he's doing the whole, I'm a villain, I gotta make a speech before I kill you thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he's like, he's dancing around with these spotlights because he's just insane, and he's like, oh, I'm sexy, you know, like, lotion puts in. And
dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then Batman comes in, saves him, like, no, what doesn't happen?
Is this a spoiler?
Yeah.
This is definitely a spoiler.
This okay.
this shit's been going on, or I'm sorry, this shit has been out for
okay,
a while.
So, was it weird? Was it kind of like, these aren't the people you're used to, so it was kind of...
Kind of, yeah, it was like an entirely new take almost for me. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see this coming. I didn't even know Bruce Wayne had died at some point. Yeah. I was like, what news to me? Yeah. And then,
Was Pig bad at worse than the Joker?
Pig was pretty twisted, but not as bad as the Joker.
He's
the Joker, man.
Yeah, he's number one, dude. Isn't he rated number one, too?
Might as well be. Sure, I don't know.
He is Batman's arch villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's just pure chaos, you know?
Well, that's because Batman represents order.
Yeah.
So, but...
And the night.
And then, you know, they take out Pig. Pig gets just thrown in jail.
Do you think Batman would, like, swoop down on you if you were on the corner or, like, smoking a joint or something?
Probably.
If, like,
kick your ass
if it was illegal in Gotham City, he might whoop your ass and give you a stern talking to.
I'd like to see, like, a modern-day Reefer Madness Batman comic book written.
that would be pretty interesting.
Cleaning the streets of Gotham, one joint at a time.
Oh god, it could be just like just this horrible fucking, like, you know, like he breaks into like a bootlegging place and, like, you know, they're listening to jazz music and shit, and he just starts like roughing everybody up.
It's like a little coffee shop, and in the basement, you know, people, gypsies and shit.
Drink the devil's alcohol, see?
Chinese people are smoking opium and all kinds of shit, you know, yeah, Al Capone is a name.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, somewhere in the mix of the whole Pig charade, he grabs a hold of one of these mafia members' daughter, and that daughter gets almost gets turned into one of those minions. Oh. Like, and he gets the mask on successfully, so that's stuck on there forever. Like,
yeah.
All of them are stuck. If they try getting the mask off, it rips their entire face off.
Which is a bad day for all.
And so later on, Robin, as he breaks out of Pig's escape, he tells this girl, he's like, stay with me, I'll protect you. And somewhere along the way, he ends up going after Pig instead of, like, making sure that she's entirely safe. Because he's like, Damien was raised by the League of Assassins.
Yeah,
so he
wants to go rock people in the mouth.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this justice shit. I'm going to kill some people.
I'm not going to protect the weak. I'm going to fucking punish the
because
guilty.
Talia is his mom, basically.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's Ra's al Ghul's grandson.
Yeah, so he's
a little dick. But he's awesome.
He's a badass.
He's like Ra's al Ghul and Talia and Bruce Wayne.
So he finally breaks out.
Genetically, yes.
And then,
wow.
She
that's
gets
generally
left
how sex and families and reproduction works.
I don't believe in that.
No, man.
It's a stork, bro. It's a stork.
Fucking stork. I'll fucking shoot you if you tell me otherwise. Yeah.
Don't make fun of me because I'm a virgin. I'm just not ready yet. No, I'm just
kidding. She has a fucking pants goblin or whatever.
Okay, enough laughing and more radio.
So he gets out, and the girl gets left behind, and then eventually she makes her way out is found by Red.
By the Red Hood.
Red Hood, which is one of the old Robins.
Whoa.
Joker messed the fuck up out of.
Yeah, remember the Robin that got killed? He's back from the dead.
Wait,
spoilers,
the Joker came back as the Red Hood in that one graphic novel.
He was the Red Hood for a bit in that, but
he was the Red Hood before he became the Joker, technically, right?
Right, and Jason Todd took the mantle because Joker killed him and he's insane.
Yeah.
Jason is.
Well, that comic portrayed the Joker kind of like as just like this really pathetic guy that can barely, like, comedian. They can't tell a good joke, and his family, like, is totally a disappointment. And so he ends up doing some stuff for the mafia so that he can, like, not get killed. He ends up screwing it up somehow, and Batman intervenes, and then I think, and that's where the chemical vat idea kind of came from, wasn't it?
Yeah, with the Jack Nicholson Joker.
Yeah.
That dates the story that you read as well, but that has since, according to what things that I've read, has been stated that that was like an alternate reality and wasn't necessarily the actual continuity. But, I mean, It's all fictitious stories anyway, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Continuity. That's why I like alternate reality stories.
Well, yeah, because it's like, you can really tell it over and over again, but
as many different ways as you want.
Yeah, exactly. And then it becomes kind of like a fable. It becomes like, these are like our modern day fables, you know what I mean?
That's what M. Night Shyamalan was saying with Unbreakable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's true, huh?
So yeah, Red Hood gets a hold of that girl, and she becomes his henchman, like sidekick, kind of.
Yeah, so it's Red Hood and this doll girl.
Whoa.
And, you know, they're just the opposites of Batman and Robin, pretty much.
I need to go.
And they both want to seek justice. They both, you know, they both want to seek justice, but in different ways. You know, as the Batman and Robin, they're all honorable, and, you know, it's like, justice will be served, but we're not going to murder you. Whereas Red Hood and his little new sidekick is like, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Punisher, basically, from Marvel.
I almost don't want to hear anymore because I'm so enthralled in this. I want to go like.
Well, good. So we'll have a lot of these people. Yeah. All right. So the rest is bullet points. Then, you know, character wise, you know, we jump into that. They find
who else is in the story.
We find the pit, okay. The Lazarus pit.
Yeah.
We got a Catwoman Batwoman comes up in there.
Nice, dude.
Batwoman's involved, yep, that's pretty dope.
Great.
The Knight and Squire.
Is she Commissioner Gordon's daughter?
No, not Batgirl.
Batwoman, yeah.
And
yeah.
No, Barbara Gordon, at least in this time, is still Oracle, isn't she?
Oracle's not even mentioned in there.
Oh, okay.
Is she in a wheelchair? Isn't she in a wheelchair?
She was, but they brought her back. They've actually, last year, they rebooted all of DC.
Oh, nice.
And she's Batgirl again.
Nice.
And she's never had the paralysis, or if she did,
well,
she got
it. Well, that was kind of like
an
off story. The same, it was the same book I was just talking about, I'm pretty sure, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. You're talking about Death in the Family.
I was talking about the
Killing Joke.
Yeah.
Death in the Family was when Jason Todd died, and Killing Joke is when Barbara Gordon got paralyzed.
That's what it was, yeah. I had to write a report on Batman recently, so I don't know.
Love that kind of assignment.
Dude, it was like 10 pages, so I felt so sorry for my teacher because it was only supposed to be like 4 or 5, but I couldn't. That's a problem. Don't ever do a report on a Christopher Nolan movie. It's like trying to explain like Memento or like The Dark Knight.
Here's my 100-page essay on Memento.
Yeah, like, because The Dark Knight is such a psychological kind of movie that it really like, it's too deep to talk about.
Yeah.
Almost. All right. But we'll get into it. And the Joker is like real, man.
The Joker is pretty badass.
Yeah.
And the Joker actually makes an appearance.
The real
in
Joker,
Batman,
not that fake ass coward from Colorado that shot up the mall. But yeah.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I digress.
Yeah.
But
you were right by there that day.
I saw all the
stuff
from where I.
You saw all the cop cars, all the people.
I drove past all that stuff.
Damn.
That sucked. That was weird. I didn't even know what had happened until I got to work, and then people were all talking about it. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, man, I think America, us as a whole, we need to hug it out or something, you know what I mean?
America.
America,
hug it out.
You know what? Check this out.
I'm running for president.
You know what? I'm sorry, Baba. We are just fucking up your whole Batman homework assignment.
It comes and goes. We'll go back to it and then pull out.
Hey, you know what? I got to apologize too, Baba, because I just haven't seen Joe in a minute. We've been best friends for a long time, really good friends. So
yeah, man.
But we're just
we're BFFs.
You know what? Hey, I think we've provided some interesting material for these people that. As long as they're not looking up to us and laughing at us and not with us, we're doing pretty good so far.
No, they need to laugh with us.
I'm
definitely.
Just kidding.
Oh, man. All right. So,
I think it's important
honestly, I don't even care as long as they tune in.
Yeah, exactly. No, I just think it's important to be able to laugh at yourself.
No, definitely.
I laugh at myself all the time.
I never laugh at myself because I'm absolutely perfect.
Really,
I just am really jealous of people that do have to go through that.
Fuck you, man.
And I'm not really in depth. Like, I love Batman, but I haven't gotten all sorts of comics and all the show. I haven't really gotten into too deep to that because I'm more a Marvel fan, so I hadn't gone. But the Knight and Squire, that was really cool. It was like the British version of
Batman
and
Robin.
Really?
That was really cool, yeah. The Knight is like, he's Batman, but he's like a suit of armor, literally. A suit of armor.
Yeah.
And then the Squire is like a jester version of Robin, pretty much.
No, she looks like a Squire from back in the day. It's just old English, Elizabethan kind of whatever, garb.
She's kind of like a chubby hot chick, too.
Now, if that almost sounds
Baba
like...
Baba likes the chubby hot chicks.
That almost sounds
like
short, too cliche
like
in a way to have actually been written by a British person, though.
It was. Grant Morrison is actually a Scot.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, he wrote this story. he wrote this whole arc.
I almost thought that was a little like...
Yeah, no, he's a Scot. And yeah, no, that's
you
why
guys want to hear my impression of Captain... What's the captain? Captain Picard?
Oh, Captain Picard?
Yeah. Hello, my name is Captain Picard. How are you doing today?
Right on spot.
You guys want to hear my impression of Amy Winehouse? Hello, my name is Amy Winehouse. I'm dead. Sorry,
no
Amy.
Worries.
No. Hey, mad respect to Amy. Too soon.
Poor Amy.
I'm the. I promise.
Hey,
next episode, they're guest.
They tried to make her go to rehab. She said no. Okay.
She did.
This is where Like, we lose half our listeners.
Honestly, one
of the two people is just like, oh my god, that's so appalling.
Anybody that's still, hey, anybody that's still in it with us this far in, I have faith that you guys are going to stick it out.
We salute you.
Yeah, we do. We like to laugh at Bobo and Joe's show, and it's not always an appropriate thing.
Fucking A.
A lot of the time, it's really inappropriate.
Yeah, we're just some regular guys. I like to laugh about some dumb shit.
I think the most important thing is just that you keep going and just have fun with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. What's great is we don't have sponsors. Yeah. We haven't done anything that I think we can get sued over quite yet. So.
No, people don't get like sued until they become like kind of big. Yeah. Like when you're small, people don't give a shit. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Then when you make it big, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to see you.
Yeah, like 5 years from now when Bobo and Joe's show is like a brand.
They're
going to
come all the way back to when we were not famous.
When Bobo and Joe's show is a brand, people are going to be listening to these old podcasts. Yeah. And you're going to be like, they fucking laughed about some foul shit. Those motherfuckers.
Dude, you know what? I don't know. You could be talking about anything at this stage, though. You could be talking about having, like, aliens, like, live in your underpants or something like that, you know? Like... You could be talking about
that subject.
Aliens are cool.
I find an alien the other day. What you doing down there?
Well, I wouldn't call it an alien so much as a visitor. No.
Ah.
Yeah.
To my pants.
Yeah, but overall I thoroughly enjoyed this story. I loved it. It was, you know, it was dark.
Oh, but Joker made an appearance and it was sick.
That was a mad spoiler, yes. It was sick. It was definitely surprising. No, this is a great story. It enthralled me. I was overwhelmed by all the twists and turns and just, like, Batman's awesome investigating skills, of course. And,
even though it was Dick Grayson.
Yeah, well, Dick, well, you know, he's the peer, man.
Well, he's his protege, so.
Yeah. So it only makes sense.
Yeah.
And Gordon, of course, he knows. He's like, you're not even the same Batman. I already know. I already got you on lock.
Well, he does mention that all the Gotham police recognize him as being different, and they like him better.
Yeah. Which, I beg to differ. Psh, Dick Grayson. You're cool and all, but Batman's place, man, you ain't filling them shoes. Good job, though. That was a good temp. Good temp.
So is it just that Bruce Wayne's getting too old, you think?
He's getting pretty old, but, you know, he stays in the game. He's Batman. Yeah. He's Batman.
Does he, like, have gray hair in the comic book?
Not yet.
I don't know.
He's Bruce Wayne. He can afford to dye that shit.
He can afford implants.
Yeah.
Just, he never gets old. I guess that's going to keep going. But, you know, how long has it been? It's been almost 100 years, right?
He has bat hair plugs.
Might as well be.
Yeah, like 1930s, 40s is when Batman was first made by Bob Kane.
Something like that. It was like one of the earliest comic books.
I highly recommend you guys go out and read this.
The Detective or
Detective
what?
Comics number 27 was his first appearance.
Yep.
Highly recommend you guys go out and find these and read them because they are fucking great. And the artwork was amazing. I loved how brutal it was. You know, it wasn't all like that old school stuff where it's like they punched and then a blam comic showed up and you know. And the artwork was just amazing. I truly appreciate it. And
kind of like the Watchmen.
This is really mature.
Better than that.
Well, it's good.
The Watchmen was, you know, published in the 80s, though.
Oh, okay.
So, but all right. So my homework assignment.
All right.
Darker Than Black.
What you got for me, Joe?
I have been watching the hell out of Darker Than Black, and I need to come back at you and tell you that those are 20-minute episodes. So, in your face, bitch.
All right, but 20 minutes compared to 30, and I was at 15, so I got a 5-minute difference, and you had a 10.
I said 20.
No, you said, like, 30. I did say 30,
and then I said 20.
You said maybe 20.
I flip-flopped. We're allowed to flip-flop on the Bobo and Joe show.
Viewers, go back and listen to the other podcast and comment, please.
They're not viewers.
Listeners. Listeners.
Who knows, you could be staring
at our image while our voices are playing the entire time. I don't know.
They're not.
You don't know.
I do know.
I'm sometimes.
I'm recording it.
Oh. Well then, so Darker Than Black.
Darker Than Black is pretty fucking dope.
But before we get into that entirely, you know, last time we checked on this, your homework assignment wasn't complete. You got to season two? Two or three out of seven.
Or eight.
And you had, like, a week or something? Right around? Yeah, it was like a week. And, these are 20-minute episodes. There are five episodes within a season.
Or Dang. Six or seven.
Five. All right, so five I think that, seven. I think, Baba, what you need to do is you need to employ some sort of punishment, you know? There needs to be, like, some sort of, like, he owes you $10 or something like that, you
Dude,
know what I mean?
Dude, fuck charging. Fuck that. No.
No, I just...
hold on, you don't even know how far I am now.
The punishment...
I'm almost done. I'm on, like, season five.
You gave him the punishment on the last podcast, which was a big fat F.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Not even, like, an F plus or anything.
Just
know?
A big fat
just
F.
Just a fat F. All right, but fuck. So we're here now, and we're gonna see what do you got for us, Jeremy?
Oh, now that you're done shitting all over me, now I can speak.
Yes,
about
I'm
my
done.
Homework assignment.
I finished wiping. Go ahead.
You didn't flush.
Okay. That's okay.
Whoosh.
I'll flush when you complete the season. You know, complete this entire
the series.
Yeah.
All right. So where I'm at now, I'm about halfway through season five, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I've only got, like, two or three more seasons to go. And this is a really, really fucking dope anime. It's just gotten more and more interesting. The main character, Lee, sometimes known as Hay, when he's hanging out with his contacts in the organization that he works for, which you're learning more and more about as time progresses. He's got these assignments to wipe out people that, you know, can't, that are misusing their powers or, you know, taking objects that they shouldn't have or things like that. So, I mean, I don't know. He still has that whole, like, you know, talented Mr. Ripley thing going on where he, like, goes and he befriends people before he goes and kills them and things. And it's pretty cool on one hand, but on the flip side, it's like, you know, like, everyone that he's making friends with is just, you know, they're all going to die at some point. And it's like, eh.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Hell yeah. That's how I operate.
Don't
Joe.
Don't stab me. Don't use your freaky electrical powers
Can't
on me.
Can't use this as evidence.
No. But, yeah, no. Darker Than Black is really, really awesome. I'm having a really good time. I just got through... some backstory on the main investigator for the Tokyo Police Force that's dealing with the contractors, and her name is Mizuke Kanahara, and she's a fucking hardcore G, dude. She's she's really smart, and she's able to, like, figure shit out, and she's almost kind of like, you know, that L kind of figure from Death Note, you know, just that G-ass detective,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, she's not all eccentric or anything like that. She's just married to her job, you know?
That's... Dude, that was such a good Death Note. It was awesome.
I love Death Note. Babo doesn't like Death Note.
I'm not a big fan of it. It's just too mainstream.
It was badass before it was mainstream.
Don't get me started on the mainstream. I hate those capitalist motherfuckers. Just kidding.
Motherfuckers be making money and shit.
Yeah, I hate those guys. So bad at them for making money.
And being all creative and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Just envying them.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm not hating them. They shouldn't be fucking making shit and making money off of it. What the fuck, man? Bitches.
Yeah, for real. They need to, like, I need to, like, get money myself. And they need to, like, I'm just mad because they're not hooking me up.
Some bullshit.
Like, hey, like, I helped you out that one time that you needed help, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Look at that. I know, man.
You were there.
I was. Nah. So, that's cool, man. Well, it sounds kind of interesting. I'll have to check it out. Where did you say that I could view this?
It's on Netflix, motherfucker.
I've got Netflix on the iPad.
On the streaming, yeah.
On the droid pad. If you are a droid head, I have one of those, too.
Fucking dude.
Hey, you know, actually, my whole thing, don't be a fanboy, man. You know, I think everyone, there's all sorts of good products out there, but, you know, I'm a fan of, like, pick something and stick with it. Like, don't have an iPhone and, like, a Google Book and, like, you know what I mean? And, like, a Zune. Do they even still make the Zune?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
I still have my Zune. Yeah. You're talking shit about the Zune.
They're kind of making it to where you don't have a choice anymore. I mean, especially with Apple.
Well, yeah.
All their products.
The iTunes is, like, just makes it almost a necessity, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's a monopoly.
It does kind of, God, the UI up on it is just, I love it. And that's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
You don't have to share it. I could give a shit less what yours is. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah,
Alex. Yeah.
So where are you in the story?
He just, all right, spoilers. Lee has just infiltrated this science group that works really close to the gate, and he was after.
Is it in the hotel?
No, it's past the hotel.
Oh, okay.
No, he is actually like in the facility. The story that I just finished off was the end of that little arc where he was at the facility and he got that that lens. That the other dude that was kind of like a duplicate of his powers.
Yeah.
And they stalemated each other in battle and all that. Yeah. No, that was sick, though. Like,
that was an epic battle.
It was an epic battle. When you have two people that have the same powers, you know, they had to resort to, you know, fucking each other up, you know, without using their powers. And that's pretty cool. I like it when you run across stories like that with people that, you know, can't use their power against an opponent for whatever reason. You know, the same thing happens with, like, the classic, if you're an X-Men reader, Cyclops and Havoc, you know, they're brothers, and so their powers cancel out. You know, always a good read when, you know, they can't really hurt each other with their powers, so they have to fuck each other up by other means.
Good times. Is Havoc the guy that can create the, like, light with his arms or something like that, or?
He shoots plasma. Out of his hands. And he directs it with his arms, yeah. Okay. Arms and hands. Yeah. And actually,
is he good or bad? He was bad, but now he is good.
No, he's pretty much always good, but he's not the same kind of good as Scott Summers is.
Yeah, I think Scott Summers is a square, dude.
Yeah.
I'm honestly, dude, if he was like a normal person, I would not be. You would not see Alex in a room with Scott Summers. That's all I'm saying.
That's funny because that's Havoc's name is Alex Summers. Alex
Yeah. Okay. That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Fucking. Actually, in news, since we haven't touched on it, they are making a new X-Men movie. It's going to be the Days of Future Past, which was an old storyline from the 80s that was really, really popular. I believe I touched on it on a previous
Bob. Is it going to be the same people that did the First Class?
It's going to be First Class, and it's going to have Michael Fassbender.
I hated First Class.
It's going to have Michael Fassbender as Magneto in the young days, and then Ian McKellen as Magneto in the old days.
Okay.
Right, when they're older,
tell
rather.
Me who those... tell me who...
Ian McKellen was the guy who played Magneto in the first three movies.
Okay, and then they're going to have the guy who was just in...
First Class.
What?
Played Magneto as a young man.
They both did great, too. I like...
And then they're going to do the same thing with Xavier. the guy that played him as a young man, James McAvoy, will also be Xavier as a young man in this new movie. And then Patrick Stewart... is going to be Professor X in the future.
Now, Professor X, is he dead? Didn't they kill him?
Jimmy Gray vaporized him. The after credits?
This is going to be an alternate reality story anyway.
I might not have actually, which I usually do. I think maybe what happened?
Well, somewhere in the movie they were showing the class this movie of like, and then this woman's like, this man has been in a coma for blah blah blah. He's pretty much a vegetable. And, like, it was Xavier.
Remember when they were having the ethics class and they talked about the guy that was, like, a vegetable, but he had, like, a functional body?
And Xavier's in him or something.
Yeah, at the very end, after the credits, he spoke from that body with Patrick Stewart's voice to Moira McTaggart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Xavier lives.
Yeah, you can't kill off Xavier, dude.
No, he's, like,
Xavier.
The best.
I have a friend whose last name is spelled exactly like Dr. Xavier, but it's actually pronounced Xavier, so
Good enough.
That's the pronunciation. Yeah. I know who Dr. Xavier is, guys. Gosh, get
Professor
off my back.
Professor Xavier.
Jeez.
Dr. Xavier. All right. So, but yeah, no.
Professor Xavier, yeah.
I'm looking forward to
Dr. Magneto Xavier.
Dude, I hope it's a lot better than the first. I hate the first class, dude.
They're talking about...
You did? Dude, no, it was not good. Like, story-wise, they didn't really stick to it too well.
They are in talks with Halle Berry to reprise Storm. And James Marsden to be Cyclops. And Famke Janssen to be Jean Grey. And I don't know if they're going to get... who was the girl from Juno?
Oh, playing as Cat?
Oh, yeah, she was Shadow Cat in X-Men 3. And I don't know if they're going to get her again to play Kitty Pryde. But in the story in the 80s, it was very Kitty Pryde heavy. Kitty Pryde was pretty much the primary character. She was in modern day at the time, the 80s, X-Men, and she switched places mentally with her future self. So her, I guess, you know, current day essence of herself was flung into her future body, and her future self was flung into her past body, and she was hanging out with Wolverine, and they were trying to combat Sentinels that had taken over all of America and destroyed everything.
Yeah.
So if they, oh, and they're talking with, what's his name? Wolverine. Yeah. Fuck.
Whatever happened to Jubilee?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
They never did anything with her in the movies, but in the comic books, she became a vampire.
A what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And like her and Shadowcat didn't like each other, and they got a big old fight.
Do you know if Nightcrawler's going to make an appearance again?
I don't know if they're going to have Nightcrawler. That pissed me off. He is my favorite comic book character. I have always been an X-Men reader.
Honestly, he wasn't that good in
2, though.
No. They portrayed him poorly.
His fighting skills were dope in 2, though.
They were pretty badass.
But I liked, you know, they were true to the story about him being, like, into religion and things like that. And that's not why I like Nightcrawler. I like Nightcrawler just because, like, he's a really tormented person. But he's a really awesome person, like, on the inside, but his exterior, like, you know, scares a lot of people off and shit.
So he can't be good.
Right, so people assume that he's just not good because he looks evil, but, like,
so
you know,
he... So I that watch for him.
Yeah, and I think that, you're talking that X-Men Evolution show.
I don't care, man. That's good stuff. put it in the comics, isn't it?
He did have a holographic projector in some of the 80s comics, that allowed him to look normal and stuff. But he was just always, like, you know, he was just always a hero at heart, except for maybe in Age of Apocalypse when he was just all evil and shit. And he wasn't really evil, he was just real mercenary, and he was pretty dope there. You're going to read about Age of Apocalypse. I have 4 big, thick volumes, like, you know, like 100, 200-page volumes.
Maybe we shouldn't do that one.
No, next. You're going to finish Marvel Zombies.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, so for next homework assignment, wrapping up the homework assignment segment, Bobbo will be finishing Marvel Zombies.
Looking forward to that.
Next, so I'm going to be giving you pretty much everything I have of Marvel Zombies, and you can read as much of it as you want to before we talk again. And
I really think you should probably start a new series. This is getting a little ridiculous. It's our 3rd episode. And that was, like, the first assignment.
Dude.
I don't know, man.
You're just reading through them easier. You know what, man? Sitting down to make the time to watch the animes is harder for me than it is for you to sit down and read. That's all it is.
That. But, I mean, it's like, we'll come back and recap on
Okay, if you're going to give me a new assignment, then give me that, and then I'll... But I am going to finish watching
I'm
going to
give you one
Black.
That's more reasonable. Honestly, I completely forgot how long it took me to finish Darker Than Black.
Yeah.
But
so you're sitting here, like, chastising me when in reality you just gave me, like, fucking War and Peace anime form, asshole?
I think it's gay that you guys give each other homework assignments.
Oh.
I think you guys should just read it and then just come back and do it. But that's my opinion because I'm a hater and also a negative person.
Well, I mean, we're still
likes to bag on other people's ideas.
No, fuck you, motherfucker.
If I just
that's why it's not the Bobbo and Alex show.
On this show. Done hacking out our balls.
I had to come in and say something, and then I figured that would be the first thing I could say.
No, I think you should look at give Claymore a look.
Claymore?
Claymore.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
All right. Give me one that's actually on Netflix, because you were trying to talk to me about another one. You're, I was like, is it on Netflix? You're like, nope. I'm like, well, I'm not going to fucking, like, pirate the shit off the internet.
I wasn't trying to assign it to you. I was
but
just
I think most of the stuff on Netflix is not good, though, right? Like, most
I don't know.
Of it's crap.
Anime-wise, there's a lot of dope
anime. There's a lot of good ones. It's like all Netflix can really afford.
Yeah.
Not the shit talk.
Yeah. But, no.
But they're good ones?
They are good ones, yeah. They have a lot of good ones. I mean, there is shitty ones, but most of them are good.
Yeah.
High School of the Dead is pretty sick.
That was awesome. Yeah. It's a shame they discontinued it.
Yeah.
They stopped having it on Netflix?
Like, well, no, I mean, that one's, like, first season might still be on there.
Oh.
But, I mean, like, as far as, like, the episodes and stuff, they don't do them anymore.
Oh, that's
they stopped a while. They still do the mangas, of course.
Well, that was a dope fucking anime.
That was so cool.
I just like, I like anything having to do with, like, samurais or ninjas or...
Yeah, there's a lot of
that's kind of just anime.
So are you?
Well, yeah, that's
kind of
really
fan?
All I stick with, though. You know, I mean, I can't get into like the futuristic Naruto. You know, I've watched a couple episodes, but haven't gotten really huge into it.
Those are ninjas, man.
I'm more of a gamer nerd, honestly, than anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like the Ninja Gaiden and whatnot?
Yeah, dude, Ninja Gaiden, it's all right.
It's hard.
Dude, it's, but hey, dude, the first game was hard.
I played the second
one. The ones for Nintendo were hard as fuck.
Yeah,
do you remember
were.
That? And dude, if you know, you have like three continues.
Yeah, that was the bullshit, dude.
Yeah, and, it was like... and there was a cheat, but you could still, only, with the cheat, you still only make it to like the fifth level, you know, and then this big like eight mummy dude would come in and just... fucking obliterate you.
Was there a code to get extra lives in it like there was in Contra? I don't ever remember there,
there
being
was
a code
some,
in Ninja
there
Gaiden
was,
for that.
I vaguely remember that there was, but it was hard to do. And if you did it, you had to do it in the beginning of the first level, like when you went to that last area where you fought that first boss. It was like easy as hell.
Mm.
You remember that first boss?
Yeah. The Ninja Gaiden game reminded me a lot of the Batman.
I might
game
be thinking, dude, don't quote me on that. It's been a long time. I was like, it's
like Strider, Ninja Gaiden, and Batman were all kind of the same game.
Yeah,
with different backgrounds back in the day.
And what was the other one? The Samurai. Yeah, there was another one too, where you had the Chinese stars, and he threw the Chinese stars when you crouched.
Oh, like Shinobi or
Shinobi,
something.
Shinobi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Good times. Great oldies. All right, so Alex.
Yeah.
We are running up to about almost 90 minutes here. I want you to wow our listeners with a freestyle rap. Alex does some of the illest raps ever, and I want you to, just drop it like it's hot.
I can drop something for the listeners. It's been a minute. I guess I've been living in Oregon, but I can still do it. I've been doing it since I was a kid, so.
Yeah, all right. So whatever you want to rap about, man, you can fucking pick a subject.
Yo, I'm sitting here chilling back with Bobo and Joe. They got that ill song. I'm going to come with natural flows. But first, let me just say that, yo, I suppose when it comes to the nerd topics, these two they knows. I think it's so important that you just be sporting all the knowledge from people that don't got sponsors and they went to college. Just joking. They're just some idiots. But as far as the video games that they playing, they ain't shitty. Yeah, they're getting it. I'm flipping on the microphone and gripping on the wax. The shit we got a hit is gonna come like the tax that's gonna drop in January if these motherfucking politicians do not get up off their motherfucking backs. So I'm gonna be doing everything they wanna do and ripping on the microphone because it's how I do. And whatever, that was freestyle coming out my mouth straight off the top of the dome, and I'm rocking at Joe's house.
Oh!
Nice, bro. Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Fuck nice.
Good work,
well, you got one part of the show you can use now.
Yeah, all that part about comic books and video games. No one wants to listen to that shit.
I'm really ADD, guys. You want to know how ADHD I am?
ADHD I am? Wow.
Let's go to like Taco Bell or something.
Yeah, fuck
did
yeah,
somebody
dude.
Say tacos? Squirrel!
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Squirrel!
Squirrel tacos!
Let's do it!
All right. So,
I think we have had a fucking chock full of shows.
Yes. This was definitely a great one.
All right, good.
I've enjoyed it. Alex, I want to thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you guys for the opportunity. It was fun. It was
always nice having you on.
Do you have, do you have any businesses or products or anything that you want to plug?
You know what? Nothing right now. No, I mean, I do have some things in the works, but nothing I'm ready to start talking about quite yet.
All right, bro. Well, next time you're on.
Okay.
You better have a project.
All right, I'm getting into the photography right now, so... I've been going around taking pictures. I got a sick-ass camera. I got a sick-ass setup. My fiance is a makeup artist. She's highly talented. So we're going to try to get into that. Hopefully getting into... I've already been linking up with people that are professionals. They've done stuff for Vogue that are willing to kind of show me what...
Oh, wow.
You know, what I... Yeah. Well, Joe knows me. I get these itches in my ass or my head or whatever, or my brain.
Same difference.
And then, like, all of a sudden people, like, fall into my life that, like, will help me get there. It's kind of crazy. And that's just part of thinking positive. So one thing I want to say is, you know, despite all the shit that's been going on, I know I just want to say, you know, stay positive out there, people. There's so much drama in the world. Be happy, you know, love your kids, love your family.
If you know someone that seems like they're having some problems, reach out to them.
Yep.
You know, if they're like a friend or family member or coworker or schoolmate or someone that you think is like really, you know, just fucked up and doesn't have a friend in the world, you know, even if they're a little weird or whatever, you know, maybe just, you know, give them a smile, you know, like talk to them. You know, whatever. Whatever your comfort level.
Sometimes the smallest things have the biggest impact.
Yep.
Yeah. You know.
That's it. If you guys have any questions about any of us, you know, look up our information on the site and contact us. And we'll even try to hash out if you have questions on life. You know, we're all a bunch of...
real motherfuckers.
Yeah, real dudes that'd be happy to help you guys out in any way that we can. You know, I've seen the darkest of the dark, the lightest of the light. That's what we want to give to you, baby. Hell yeah.
All right. Bobo?
Yep.
Joe? That's all I got. Okay, if you got questions or comments, feel free to hit us up at The Bobo and Joe Show.
You can like us on Facebook by searching The Bobo and Joe Show, or follow us on Twitter at Bobo and Joe Show, or click the links on our Podomatic site. For Facebook, that's The Bobo, B-O-B hyphen O, and Joe Show. Or on Twitter is BOBOANDJOESHOW at Bobo and Joe Show. So there you go. Like us, follow us, do as we command. Mwah-ah-ah.